Gonna push you around, he says. Matchbox 20, 95.9, Bob FM, 8:15 as we make it through a magnificent Monday with the good guys. Get up and go show. And Christy Lundgren is here. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Doing all right? You seem cheery. You smell like a hamburger. Is that what's going on?
No. But
no?
You know,
you smell
bacon,
like food for sure.
Yes,
okay, all right. So you're cooking
this morning.
All right, okay.
Yes.
All right. It's, I don't know. I mean, honestly, when I think about it, if they were marketing a line of women's perfume, I think that could be good because, I mean, it bring as far as it like attracting the fellas.
I was going to say that.
Bacon you walked in and I was like, oh, hey.
Yeah, sauteed green pepper.
Somebody I might want to talk to.
That's true.
Smells like food.
That's right.
You're in here to talk to us today. Well, one, about a couple. We've had interns here.
Yes.
At KSOK and Bob. And one of those interns is Rowan. And there's an event coming up. So tell me a little bit about that. That's on Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday at Steamy Joe's from 1:30 to 2:30. We're going to be celebrating the last check off of Rowan's bucket list. So we hope everybody come up and join us. The first 20 people will get a free drink of their choice. And I believe they're making chocolate chip cookies for that day as
well.
So
okay. All right.
You can go in and get whatever you'd like, but I mean, it's
gotcha.
But those are the things that are we're kind of signature we're highlighting. Also, we're gonna have just for that time, it's a drink. They're dirty sodas. I've never had one before. However,
yeah, what is a dirty soda?
Okay, so
when people say that, I'm like, because a lot, it's become a popular thing. I'm
yes.
like, hey, let's have a dirty soda. I'm like,
okay.
What is the dirty
okay,
soda?
Okay, we tried them for the first time because we're going to have two signature drinks, the KSOK Quencher, which is going to have a Dr. Pepper base, and then the Cali Post Cooler, which is going to have a Pepsi base. And basically, they put those sodas, and then they've add a flavoring, and then there's some type of a cream milk thing that they put in there, and that's what makes it a
okay.
dirty soda.
I see. All right.
And I didn't think I'd like them. However, I tried both
were
of them.
Good?
And they're good. They were good.
Actually, soda and milk can be pretty good.
I mean,
you remember Laverne and Shirley. Laverne loved her milk and Pepsi.
Yeah. But it,
back in the day, there's a throwback reference for you.
Yeah, I don't remember that part. I remember the
no, you
show.
Don't?
I remember the show, but I don't remember her
yes.
doing that. Yeah.
She always used to like that.
Yeah.
So maybe she originated the dirty soda. Regardless, we will have dirty sodas on Wednesday.
They will. Okay. Yes, we will do that.
All right, very good. Also, live performance, musical performance from Jess, right?
Yes, he will be there as well on the front porch. So we're just asking people to bring their lawn chairs. It's supposed to be a pretty day that day in the mid-80s. So
yeah, it should be great. Fabulous weather this week.
And Rowan will be there. And all of us, and you know, I'll buy you a drink if you
buy me a dirty
up.
Soda.
Yeah,
let's talk about Rowan too. And so he's been an intern here for
this semester.
Yeah, this whole semester,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
and has done bucket list items, recorded some promos for us.
Yeah.
Really, kind of been doing a little bit of this and that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and what I really like is when he came in here, he had kind of an idea of what he wanted to do, which was nice. And one of he had already started working on our bucket list. Before
right.
he even came on, that was a goal of his, was to try to do as many of them as he could. So what we've seen, some of them you will see on our Cali Post. Some of them you won't because he did ahead of, you know, he did them ahead of time and they didn't take the photos and stuff. But
right, sure.
But that's what has been really fun is working with him on that. And he basically writes the script when he's done. They do the video when they're there or take the photo. And then he comes back here and works with Bevan and gets that done. So he's been working hard on that.
If you're unfamiliar with the Four Counties Bucket List, you can find it online at calipost.com. And that covers four counties, hence the name, Cali, Sumner, Kay County, Oklahoma, and Butler County. And things to go out and do, places
yes.
to mark off your bucket list, and places to go, have fun, have a good meal, whatever, in this Fort County area, go online to calipost.com.
Yeah, and we want the just our community to participate as well. And so how items are a lot of times added are that people go out and experience those, take a photo, video, whatever they want to do, and then they can email that to Sadie here at the station, and she'll go through those and get them on the list so other people can experience them as well.
Sure.
So we can't get everywhere as a staff, you know, so that's kind of a cool
it's a
thing.
Song and sip is what we're calling it. It's Steamy Joe, and it's on Wednesday, 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., and the first 20 people get a free drink and cookie. Bring a lawn chair, too, because we'll have live music, and it should be great enough weather to sit out there
absolutely.
In your lawn chair
nice
and enjoy.
Day. Yep. The last thing I'd like to do is give a shout-out to Araceli Ariola. She was our other intern from Cali College.
And what was her name again?
Araceli Ariola.
Okay.
And she worked with the mass communication department at Cowley and under the direction of Meg Smith, and she's been a huge help to us as well. She's done our business promos. She did one for
doing video work on our Facebook page.
It was an internship, and she'll be graduating. I guess she walked yesterday, but she's still working. She called me late last night and finishing up a video for us. She did Tall Grass and Wildflowers, Arc City Greenhouse, Adelphi Ceramics, and she's finishing up one for Roost Roast and the Spartan Nation Station, which is housed at Rowan's program.
I don't even know what did you just say.
I know it was. It's Roost Roast and Spartan Nation Station. They are businesses that are housed at Dexter Public Schools.
Say that three times.
And
wow,
Rowan is a part of that as well. So that's going to be highlighted. That one's coming out real soon.
Our Facebook page. We have a lot of videos on our Facebook page.
I know. Isn't that fun?
There's plenty of video entertainment.
You don't even have to watch a movie. You can just start clicking.
Yeah, you
on
can probably
all
watch
videos.
About 10 hours worth of videos.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. On our Facebook page, go to Cali Post KSOK Radio on Facebook and check out our Four Counties bucket list as well. Lots of ideas for great things to do in this area. But come out and see us. It's the Song and Sip with Rowan at Steamy Joe. Jess Bowling going to play. It's 216 West Central. If you haven't been to Steamy Joe before, come check that out as well. And it happens on May 13th. And so this is pretty much wrapping up the semester for Rowan, right?
This is it. It's going to be hugs and tears.
Are you going to cry?
I will.
You might cry.
I already told his mom. I said, I'm really going to miss Rowan. Oh, man. He just has a way of just digging into your heart. And so we will say our goodbyes to him on Wednesday.
And have a cookie.
And a dirty soda.
And a dirty soda. It's going to take me a little bit to get used to the whole dirty soda thing. When people say that, I'm like, dirty soda. Okay. Thanks, Christy, for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be back. You're with the good guys. Weather, music on the way. Keep it right here at 95.9.